Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From What Is to What If: Unleashing the Power of Imagination to Create the Future We Want, is a nonfiction book by Rob Hopkins, best known as a co-founder of the Transition Towns movement. Published in 2019, it blends manifesto, cultural criticism, and practical reflection to argue that climate action and social change depend not only on policy and technology, but also on imagination. Rather than presenting a conventional step-by-step guide, the book invites readers to move from a fixed focus on present crises to a more generative way of thinking about possible futures. Hopkins draws on community projects, arts-based practices, and examples from around the world to show how asking what if can open space for collective action. The book is aimed at readers who feel constrained by pessimism, and it positions imagination as a serious civic tool rather than a luxury or distraction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, imagination as a civic tool for climate and social change. The central argument of the book is that imagination is not separate from practical change, but part of the mechanism that makes change possible. Hopkins treats the common habit of focusing only on what is as limiting, because it narrows debate to existing conditions and accepted constraints. By contrast, what if questions create room for alternative futures, shared aspiration, and public energy? This matters in climate and social action, because technical solutions alone do not generate commitment unless people can picture the life those solutions are meant to support. The book therefore reframes imagination as a serious civic capacity. It helped communities define goals, sustain motivation, and resist the paralysis that often follows crisis language. Hopkins is not asking readers to ignore difficulty. He is arguing that action is more likely when people can imagine a desirable future with enough clarity that it becomes worth organizing around. Secondly, play, storytelling, and arts-based methods as engines of participation. A distinctive feature of the book is its insistence that play and creativity have political value. Hopkins discusses methods such as improvisation, art, games, and storytelling because they help people think beyond routine assumptions and reconnect with emotional longing. These methods are not presented as decorative extras. They are practical ways to lower defensiveness, encourage participation, and make collective visioning more inclusive. In this view, play is useful because it creates a temporary space in which people can test ideas without needing immediate proof or institutional approval. Storytelling serves a similar function by making abstract future possibilities concrete and emotionally legible. Hopkins suggests that people often act only after they can feel a future as plausible and desirable. The book therefore treats cultural forms as part of change work, especially in contexts where standard policy discourse feels dry, technical, or inaccessible to many participants. Thirdly, mental time travel and simple exercises for future visioning. The book is notable for turning imagination into a repeatable practice rather than a vague ideal. Hopkins presents accessible exercises that help individuals and groups project themselves into possible futures, suspend cynicism, and then work backward to identify first steps. This approach relies on a basic insight from cognitive psychology. People are more able to act when they can mentally simulate outcomes before trying to build them. Hopkins uses that principle in a public, collaborative way, encouraging workshops, meetings, and community gatherings to include future-oriented prompts. The value of these methods lies in their simplicity. They do not require specialized training or large budgets, which makes them adaptable across schools, civic groups, and local campaigns. At the same time, the book suggests that such exercises can shift group culture by replacing habitual complaint with constructive inquiry. The emphasis is less on perfect forecasting than on generating enough collective confidence to begin prototyping local change. Fourthly, global case studies that connect imagination with real-world action. Hopkins supports his argument with a wide range of examples, showing how imaginative thinking can lead to concrete projects. These include community initiatives, creative public events, and experimental responses to climate and social challenges. The purpose of these case studies is not merely to entertain, but to demonstrate that future-oriented imagination already exists in practice across many settings. By collecting examples from different countries and communities, Hopkins shows that hopeful visioning is not confined to one culture or profession. This strengthens the book's claim that imagination is a transferable resource, capable of inspiring local adaptation rather than one-size-fits-all imitation. The case studies also perform a strategic role. They make the future feel less abstract by showing partial versions of it already operating somewhere. Readers are invited to see small experiments as proofs of possibility, not final answers. That makes the book more grounded than a purely theoretical manifesto, even when its examples vary widely in scale and style. Lastly, limits of dystopian thinking and the case for hopeful realism. Another major theme is Hopkins' critique of doom-driven narratives. He argues that constant repetition of collapse, fear, and inevitability can narrow political imagination and produce passivity. The book does not deny the seriousness of ecological and social crisis, but it questions whether dystopia is useful as a dominant cultural script. If people are offered only bleak futures, they may either disengage or become trapped in defensive politics. Hopkins therefore calls for a different kind of realism, one that acknowledges danger while still describing futures worth building. This position helps explain the book's tone, which is deliberately hopeful but not naive. Its optimism is tied to action, local experimentation, and collective responsibility rather than wishful thinking. The limitation of this approach is that it can feel more manifesto-like than systematic, but that is also part of its purpose. Hopkins wants to shift the emotional and cultural frame in which change becomes imaginable, not merely to present a policy toolkit. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers interested in climate activism, community organizing, education, public policy, design, or any field where collective imagination has been overshadowed by crisis management. It is also a strong fit for readers who feel discouraged by environmental doom narratives and want a more constructive way to think about the future without abandoning seriousness. Its main practical benefit is that it offers usable methods for future visioning, including prompts and exercises that can be adapted in meetings, workshops, classrooms, and local campaigns. Its intellectual value lies in showing why imagination belongs inside social change work rather than on its margins. Compared with many books on climate or transformation, it stands out because it is less focused on technical solutions and more concerned with the cultural conditions that make action possible. Compared with self-help books, it is more civic and political. Compared with policy books, it is more human and participatory. That combination makes it unusually relevant for anyone trying to build commitment, shared purpose, and locally grounded hope. If you would like to support Rob Hopkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.